the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, the Passion Week of our Lord. On Palm Sunday, Christ entered into Jerusalem as a king, but the throne he was coming to was a cross. Today, we honor both events of Holy Week. The palms for Palm Sunday, the palms and the cries of Hosanna, and the cross of Good Friday, where the cry was crucify. This is the holiest week of the year. Palm Sunday, as we honor Christ entering in upon the donkey, the palm branches waving, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Monday, the next day, he took a whip. He cleansed the temple because it was to be a house of prayer. Tuesday and Wednesday in the temple courts, he taught the people in parables, especially about the son of the vineyard, son of the owner of the vineyard who would be killed. On Maundy Thursday, he washed their feet. He instituted the Lord's Supper. They went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was betrayed by Judas, would be denied by Peter. And when he was taken to crucifixion on Good Friday for us and our salvation, and nailed to the cross and said, it is finished, the work of redeeming us was complete. His body rested all day on the Sabbath in the tomb, and on Easter Sunday, he was risen from the dead, and eyewitnesses saw him and talked to him. This is Holy Week, and it begins today. If ever there is a week to turn off the idiotic television shows, to put aside all the magazines and the stuff that we read, and for one week focus on the life of Christ, it's this week. You really have no better thing to do this week than to be at these services as many as possible so your life is not shaped by the world, but your life is shaped by our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a powerful work that he does in us. Today, briefly, we look at Palm Sunday, the palms and Hosanna, and Good Friday, the cross, and crucify. And the focus here for you and me, lest this just turn into some historical look at something happened long ago, is for you to realize this when you leave here and go into the rest of this blessed week. When you cry Hosanna, which means save me, you are saying to Jesus, save me, save you. You are crying, Hosanna, save me from hell and bring me to heaven. When we hear the word crucify on Good Friday, we realize he was crucified for me. It was my sins that nailed him to the cross, and it is his death that is my justification, my atonement, my forgiveness. So today, in your heart, say, Lord, Hosanna, save me. Lord Jesus, you were crucified for me, and this will be a powerful week for you. On Palm Sunday, as Jesus came from Bethany to Bethphage to the Mount of Olives, and I've walked this road and gone through these gates, you can see the whole Temple Mount. Jesus had sent the two disciples, and they found the colt tied just as he said. The Lord had need of them, and they allowed him to take the colt, fulfilling the prophecy that when the Messiah come, he would come in humility, mounted on a donkey. They put their coats on the donkey for a saddle. They lay them on the ground, so the ground is carpeted with cloaks and palms. And the crowds before and after cry, Hosanna, which means save us. To the Son of David, Jesus is the Messiah, the King of the line of Judah and David. Blessed is he. He brings blessing to us, who comes in the name of the Lord. He is true man, Hosanna in the highest, true God. Heaven has visited earth in the person of Jesus Christ. These words are similar to the words of Christmas Eve and the angels proclaiming glory to God in the highest. And now on Palm Sunday, the crowds proclaim that God has visited earth in the person of Christ. Who is this? Yes, it's the prophet Jesus, whose name means Savior, Yeshua. He's the carpenter from Nazareth in Galilee. He shares our flesh and blood. And the talk and the buzz in Jerusalem as people were coming to the Passover is that Jesus had recently raised Lazarus from the dead. Everyone was talking about this. They wanted to see Jesus and they wanted to see Lazarus at the Passover. But Jesus knew these crowds that were crying Hosanna and waving the palm branches didn't yet realize that this Davidic king coming to the royal city did come to save. But his throne was going to be the cross, and his crown would be thorns. That's Palm Sunday, the palms and Hosanna. Good Friday is the cross and crucify. When Jesus was crucified, as he came to that place called Calvary, he was put in the center with two robbers on his left and on his right. And did you realize that all of the supposed insults that were cast on him, they derided him, they wagged their heads, they mocked him. Every single thing they said as an insult was actually true. Every single thing they said. They said, oh, he would destroy the temple of his body and then raise it on 3 days. He would allow the temple of his body to die upon the cross. He would rebuild the temple of his body in 3 days. They were right about that. Oh, he can't save himself. That's right. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save us. Oh, he's the Son of God. Why don't you come down from the cross? He was the Son of God, but he would stay on that cross in our place. He saved others. That's right. He did save others. He didn't come to save himself. Oh, this is the King of Israel. Pilate wrote correctly over the cross in the sign above his head. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. That's right, he is. Tell him to bring him down from the cross. Well, later, Joseph and Nicodemus would take him down from the cross. Oh, so we can believe in him. In fact, millions do believe in him. Oh, he trusts God who will deliver him. He did trust God, and God did deliver him in his resurrection. And the Father's desire was upon him. Jesus did say, I am the Son of God, as they accused him, and that was right. He was. Try as they would, try as the devil did, everything they spoke as an insult was actually true. And the importance of his death, and the reason why the Roman centurion said, truly this was the Son of God, is this. Most people, when they were crucified in the first century, sometimes would hang for 2 days on the cross. Jesus is nailed there at 9 o'clock in the morning. At noon it goes dark. And at 3 o'clock, having said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Quoting Psalm 22, because at that moment, God the Father had turned his back on his Son rather than turn his back on us. He experienced our hell at that moment. And when the darkness, the earthquake, the cracking of the tombs put fear into the Romans, the reason they said, truly this was the Son of God, is they never saw anybody die like Jesus died. Most people got weaker and weaker. But after Jesus said, "It is finished," he said with a loud voice, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit." And his spirit left his body, and his head dropped in death. The Roman centurion had never seen anyone die like this. He realized that man was in complete control of what happened here. He chose the moment of his death. He forgave us from the cross. He told someone he was going to take him to paradise. We just crucified the Son of God. Joseph and Nicodemus ask for the body. Pilate gives the body of Jesus to them. They wrap it in a clean linen shroud. They take it and put it in a tomb that was cut from the rock. And the guards even knew about Jesus' promise to be raised on the third day. And so they seal it with a guard. They seal the tomb because they're afraid that that too might happen. The meaning for you and me of Palm Sunday and Good Friday is, as I said at the beginning, for you this week, meditating on the events of Holy Week should be this: Lord, Hosanna, you know my life. Have mercy on me and save me. Lord Jesus Christ, I deserve to be crucified, but you were crucified for me. You are my righteousness. You are my justification. You are my Passover lamb and my atoning sacrifice. You were crucified for me. Be with us in these services this Holy Week so that your life, for 1 week at least, can be shaped not by the world, but by the Word made flesh, Christ Jesus. In his name, amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.